Anchorage police continue to investigate the Sunday night shooting of a toddler who was sleeping in his bed when he was struck by a bullet fired in an adjacent condominium. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
According to Lieutenant Dave Parker, police department spokesman, around 10 o'clock, Ronald Flanagan, 26, was manipulating his handgun when he unintentionally discharged the weapon. The bullet passed through the shared wall into the next-door condominium and struck 2-year-old Ashton Chinnis in the head. The father, who's an Anchorage policeman, heard the sound of the gun and went into his son's bedroom. He discovered Ashton's injury.
He called immediately, but his police training kicked in, and he took care of Ashton's injuries until the police and medics arrived.
Parker said after firing the shot through the wall, Flanagan came out from his house.
I believe one of the people from Ashton's residence also went out. I think it was his mom. And when he found out that he had fired a shot that had injured a child, it really, he was just devastated by that.
Ashton was taken to a local hospital where a neurosurgeon operated on the injuries to his head. He remains in the intensive care unit, but Parker says the medical staff is guardedly optimistic about his recovery based on some signs of improvement. The investigation by APD detectives continues. After the investigation is completed, the detectives will present their recommendation to the district attorney. Parker didn't know how soon that might occur. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.